know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. So glad to have you. Thanks so much for being here. My guest, Donna Jackson, is with us this morning. And Donna is a part of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. She actually serves, hang on a second, I have this all neatly written down. There we go. She serves as the program's director of membership development. She's a seasoned accountant with public and private sector experience, as well as previous forays into politics and, of course, into ministry. It's always a joy to have her. Donna, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure being here.
I want to talk to you today about something. We were just talking about it briefly in the green room, that is a part of this conversation that's not discussed. And we're talking, of course, about CRT, critical race theory. And, of course, there are those still on the left that want to tell us that CRT and the teaching of CRT doesn't exist, despite the fact that they actually call it that themselves, although now they're referring to it as a different name, something like SEL or something along that line. But it's the same thing. It's still teaching hate to our children. But the impact that it has on faith, and in particular, how it perverts and destroys the message of the United States and its history and its faith, and how Christianity and faith fought back against slavery and abolished it.
No, absolutely. CRT says that white people are born evil and they're irredeemable, that nothing they do can change that. That goes against the very foundation of faith, because faith is about redemption. Every story in the Bible that we read and how God really comes upon man, it's always about this avenue of redemption, that Jesus Christ, through faith and belief in him, that anybody can be saved. But CRT says that no, you can't be saved if you're white. And they actually propose that the very foundation of the church and the church itself is evil. It's just a white man's religion, and the only reason why African Americans or anyone would believe in faith is because we're either oppressed or we're oppressors. And it's only to serve to spread more racism. And, you know, they don't want that individual personal relationship that we have in God. And that's why they're going after the church, because the proponents of CRT are actually Marxist socialists, and socialism and faith cannot coexist, because socialism says that the only God you can obey is the government.
Well, and that's why. Yeah. And something else that is a piece of that, when they start referring to it, because one of the other places, especially when you talk about, you know, the Black Nationalist Movement, I mean, Farkadian, what's his name?
Farrakhan.
Thank you. Mr. Farrakhan is the leader of the Nation of Islam. And that's and he purports that is the true, religion of black people, except for one small problem that he doesn't mention. And that is that Islam is enslaving black people in Africa. And Africa is the number one slave trade nation in the world today, and it's all Islamic. All of it. 100%.
I mean, even when you think about slavery, okay, even slavery back then was a result of Africans capturing other Africans and selling them into slavery. So we forget and we say, oh, well, that part doesn't exist. No, they made lots of money off of enslaving other black people. But here is the real problem is that they want us to accept Islam because Islam itself is slavery. I mean, as long as the people are not free, then people are okay with it. And when you look at our history, and they've been rewriting it, they've lionized the abolitionists. The abolitionists were Quakers, and the Quakers believed above all things that slavery was against the will and against biblical teaching. So all of those, if it wasn't for the Quakers, and they were strong evangelical Christians, slavery would have never ended because they were the ones that pounded and made sure and devoted their lives to making sure that the Civil War was about freeing the slaves, and they were the ones that started the Underground Railroad long before Harriet Tubman was born, long before Frederick Douglass were born. It was the Quakers, it was the Christians that were pounding and making sure that in this country, all men were free. And that freedom came from knowing Christ. Because when we know Christ, we're free in the inside, and then we become free on the outside. And so, you know, these proponents that want to get rid of Christianity in any form, they want to destroy the foundations of Christianity so that they can then enslave individuals. So that's why they work so hard to reduce people to a group instead of an individual. And, you know, there's so many examples in the Bible where Esther was the queen of Persia. You have Moses that was the prince of Egypt. You have Joseph, who was the prime minister of Egypt. Being a minority does not mean that God doesn't elevate us. We can have freedom irregardless of what our status is. But they don't want us to look at that, because if we do and we look in the Bible, we'll see that God never talks about race. He talks about faith and our relationship with him.
And let me also add a couple of historical figures, true life stories. The story of William Wilberforce, which, if you haven't seen the film Amazing Grace, it's an older film, but I recommend that folks watch it, because it talks about Wilberforce's fight against slavery. And Wilberforce was the force that ultimately ended slavery in England and ended the ships traveling from Jamaica and stopped that slave trade. And he had a choice between going to seminary, because he felt God's call, God touched him, or staying in the political realm. And he chose to stay in the political realm after being shown by the man who became the Prime Minister of England how he could touch and change even more lives from his political position than he would from a pulpit in some small town in England. A second life that I'd like to bring to people's attention is the story of young Prince Kabu. Have you ever heard of Prince Kabu, Donna?
I've heard of him, but I don't know the story that well.
Prince Kabu was being held for ransom by a fierce enemy tribe in Africa. They tied him to a pole and were prepared to finish him off because his poor father and their tribe could not raise the ransom, and it was either his life or else, basically. They were going to kill him. And this was a common practice amongst the African tribes, to steal members of their enemy and say, basically, your whole tribe is going to become our slaves if you want the life spared of this one that you cherish. And a light shone, and the ropes fell off, and he made his way to America and took the name Samuel Morris. And he became a missionary to Africa, but he also was a part of the establishment of a Christian seminary as well that exists today. And you can find his story at Torchlighters, Heroes of the Faith. Just look up Samuel Morris, Prince Kabu. It's an amazing story.
You know, the Bible is full of those amazing stories, but also our real life. I started off, and I think I may have shared this with you before. The only thing I ever thought I was going to be from the age of 5 years old was a minister. I was going to be in the church. I was going to be in a pulpit. I went through ministry school, but the Lord told me that God also calls the gift of administration. What I do today in fighting against these negative narratives where people want to enslave people, like in critical race theory, all of this woke culture, it's still the ministry that God has called me into. God called David, who was an administrator, Joseph, who was an administrator. He's still calling individuals today in the political realm, in the business realm, to spread his work. And that's what it's all about. Setting people free. But what critical race theory wants to do is keep people in bondage. Tell them there's no hope. Tell them there's no need to cry. Black people are told they're oppressed and they'll never be anything but oppressed.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. Donna Jackson is with me. Back with more right after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow. CRTCritical.com.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest, Donna Jackson, nationalcenter.org is where you can find her under Project 21 Black Leadership. You can also find the Project 21 Black Leadership on the front page at chosengenerationradio.com. Actually, click on CG Contributors. It'll take you right over there and follow what they're doing. There's so many wonderful people that are associated with the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. And of course, Donna is the membership chair for that. And if you are a leader in the black community, we would really encourage you to make contact with the nationalcenter.org. They want to know what you're up to. They want to know what you're doing, how you are making an impact in your area, in your neighborhood, in your community. And they'd love to partner with you and support you in what it is that you are engaged and involved in, and help give you a platform so that you can share that with more folks. Donna, was that a good commercial? Was it okay?
That's an excellent commercial. Yes.
Well,
need more black leaders to speak up.
Amen. Amen. Well, and you know, we were talking about, you know, the exposing of what it is that they are, you know, that they are actually doing in the school system, and how they are specifically targeting minority people, how they are specifically targeting. You know, I was watching a film over the weekend, God's Not Dead, We the People, which I mentioned in the last half hour. I'm going to mention it again because I really think people need to watch it. This is a non-paid, by the way, plug for the film. But one of the things that's in there that's discussed is that, you know, there's a couple that's part of, I think it's like home-based education, HBE, which is a national thing. And they're not focused on the religious aspect. They're just focused on the idea that, hey, we want our kids to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic and get a good quality education. And the schools in their neighborhoods, they're saying, are not providing that, Donna. And irrespective of your motivation, folks, you need to be monitoring and talk about that. What do parents need to really be doing relative to their kids and this indoctrination that's happening?
You know, really, the education system has not been about teaching kids in a long time. It's about developing these activists that are just out there to sell a narrative and indoctrinate our kids. You really need to be having a conversation with your children and asking them, what are you learning? And be specific, because CRT is built in every curriculum, math, science. It's all being taught from that perspective that you are oppressed or you're an oppressor, and that's the only thing you're going to be. And they don't want anyone spread any other narrative than the one that they have. They're fighting against homeschooling. They're fighting against charter schools. They're fighting against private early education centers. I don't know if people realize, but in the Build Back Better bill, there's actually a provision in there that would force schools to have this quality of life, which means that all of the school teachers have to be certified through the Department of Education, and they basically have to be union members who've already dedicated their lives to spreading CRT. And they'll penalize you if you're a married family, because two of the components, major components of CRT, is that all the institutions are racist, and that it's the family, the nuclear family, that's spreading racism. So that's why they're going after your kids, because they're trying to tear apart that family. Because once you tear apart the family, then you can control the masses. And because it's through our family that we get our values. It's through our family that we get our faith. All of those things are critical components. They want to destroy all of that.
And let me just point out that they have been doing that. You know, the black families, even going back into the slave days, black families and staying together and nucleus, and then coming out of that and the sharecropping and so on, black families were the most stable. And when you look at the 1950s and early 1960s, something like 79% of all black families were intact. There were more black intact families than there were white intact families when the Civil Rights Bill was signed in 1965 by Lyndon Johnson. Think about that for a minute.
It that's been deliberate. It's actually
Absolutely.
Built into the welfare system that says that you have to be a single mother in order to get those benefits, and that you can't be an intact married family. There's more of that, a lot of that, actually, in this new Build Back Better plan, where they have the for universal health care, which is not universal, for the affordable housing, which is not affordable. But there's a penalty even built into our tax system that will penalize a married family with a low income of $50,000 or less if they marry. So they're actually incentivizing poverty. They're incentivizing and mandating single parent households. It's been systemic within the Black community. That's why you have 70% of all Black households today are headed by single parents. And they're trying to do it with the rest of society, because if you can control the family, then you can stay in power and you can micromanage people's lives. And that's what they're trying to do. And they've been doing it for a long time. They threaten, they go into schools, threaten parents, threaten, they go into their homes, they threaten them and say, if you don't, we're going to cut you off. We're not going to allow you to be able to sustain your family financially. And that's how they've been controlling the population, staying in power.
And they and we're not. And so then they say to those who are talking about family and traditional values and so on, oh, well, you know what? You're just attacking single moms. That's their argument back. You're heartless and you're attacking the single mother. And that could not be further from the truth. But there's so much to unpack in that education piece, Donna, including the fact that they have taught evolution as a fact. So therefore, they teach young people. I had Monica Klein on last Friday, Thursday, talking about the new film, Mind Polluters, and what they're doing to teach our children. They want little girls having abortions as young as 9 years old. 9 years old, Donna. That's child abuse. It's child abuse. We're out of time. Find more. Follow Donna Jackson. Follow the nationalcenter.org and follow Project 21 Black Leadership Network. God bless you guys. Back with more Chosen Generation. Hey.
This week on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie presents a fascinating message called What I Would Tell My Younger Self. What guiding principles are important to share with the younger generation or any generation? Pastor Greg explores that this week. Tune in for A New Beginning with Pastor Greg Laurie.